I find this absolutely amazing. The CEO of Sound Transit, as you know, I believe that Sound Transit is the most criminal public agency in our nation's history. And I'm not engaging in hyperbole when I say that. There simply is no other public agency. And I always get these dopey supporters of Sound Transit. Sorry, have you never heard of Halliburton? And, I mean, they send me all this stuff. And no, when it comes to what it's cost taxpayers, no, Halliburton is dwarfed by Sound Transit. But also, it's not a. It was a public company. It was a publicly traded company, but private industry. I'm talking about government entities. There's never been a criminal entity like Sound Transit. Well, the CEO of Sound Transit, Peter Rogoff, he has said something absolutely mind-blowing. He seems to be, and understand, I am not endorsing this, but this is coming from the CEO of Sound Transit. He went to Twitter yesterday on his official Sound Transit CEO account, and he seems to be saying that if you have a problem with Sound Transit, if your car is worth $8,000 and they're taxing it based on $20,000 worth of value, and you're tired of the criminal acts of Sound Transit, the CEO of Sound Transit seems to be saying, again, did I mention I'm not endorsing this? Go and stand on a track in front of one of their trains if you're not happy with Sound Transit. Again, this is coming from the CEO. And again, not endorsed by Dory Monson or The Dory Monson Show or Bonneville Seattle. Let me explain. So downtown Seattle, there are a bunch of people who are sick and tired of all the gridlock. And so, you know, the streets have been taken over by bike lanes, bus lanes. It's impossible to drive around. And the vast majority of people still get around by car. And so there are a lot of people who drive in the bus lane to get around some of the traffic. Well, there were some activists in downtown Seattle. They have red flags, and they're standing in the bus lane in front of cars. And the cars are cheating. I'm not saying they're not. But these activists are standing in the middle of the street and they were yelling at the bus lane violator cars to get out of the lane.
Bus only lane. Oh, you're in the wrong lane, honey. Oh, I know.
So they're yelling, bus only lane. You're in the wrong lane, honey. Peter Rogoff, the CEO of Sound Transit, on his official Sound Transit CEO Twitter account, wrote, "Kudos to these heroes for mobility. Pity that they must take to the streets like this." So he is endorsing people, not only endorsing it, he is calling the women, or is women and men. He is calling them heroes for standing in the street in the middle of the bus lane in front of cars because the protesters, they don't like that the cars are using the bus lane. So I can only assume that to be consistent, if somebody doesn't like their car being taxed at twice its value by Sound Transit, I assume that Peter Rogoff would be equally okay, not only okay, but would call them heroes if somebody stands on a track in front of a Sound Transit train. I mean, he seems to love this kind of civil disobedience when it comes to mass transit issues. Now, again, I'm not telling anybody to go stand on a train track in front of a Sound Transit train, but the CEO of Sound Transit seems to be indicating that. And by the way, these protesters in the bus lanes, they are such a great example of what's wrong in this region. We've got all these people, and they're not passive aggressive. These protesters are just aggressive. But these people who have decided that it's up to them to enforce the law. It's really odd to me that the leftists who are most in favor of, we must have bus mobility, the leftists are also the ones who have encouraged and in large part politically caused the drug vagrant problem around here. And they have no problem, the left, when people lay in the middle of the streets, gridlocking the entire region for 8 hours for the No Youth Jail movement. They have no problem with homeless vagrants, you know, attempting to steal crab boats and being released within 24 hours because we can't charge these people. But you got some business person who's late to a meeting and cuts in the bus lane. Let's get out of here. You must leave this bus lane. They think that they can enforce certain laws, but while they ignore all of the others. And you have the CEO of Sound Transit calling them heroes. Here's maybe even a more equivalent example. Sound Transit bus that's returning to base and doesn't have any passengers on it, if it's in the bus lane, could activists stand in front of that bus and tell it to move over into the general traffic lanes? Because that bus has no business taking up space on a bus lane? I mean, is that really what Sound Transit CEO is advocating? Anybody who has any problem with any law, go stand in the middle of traffic. Or, as I said, go stand on a train track. If you're frustrated with Sound Transit, their CEO seems to be endorsing you standing on a train track. And I find that to be a reprehensible suggestion that I do not endorse.